So imagine you're one of these social distancing ambassadors that the city of Chicago is asking to fan out along the lakefront. And when they see people that aren't wearing a mask or are getting too close in a group, they're going to ask them to wear a mask or disperse. I think that's a thankless job, almost a dangerous job. Mary Schmeek wrote about it in the Tribune today, and she painted it differently. She followed some of them for a while and said that while some people ignored them, many people were apologetic, observed their instructions, and were even thankful. One of those ambassadors, if you will, is Colleen Lammel Harmon. And Colleen is on a phone line. Colleen, you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, John?
Good. Is that a fair description, what I just said, recollecting Mary Schmeek's column?
You hit it on the head, yes. It's been surprisingly pleasant overall.
How old are you?
Well, that's a question. I'm 46 years old. I've been at the Park District for about 20 years.
Well, you know, pardon me, that sounded rude, didn't it? The only reason I asked
was because
the people I saw in the paper were younger, like 19,
yes.
20, 22 years old, and I had the feeling some of them were lifeguards or people that are working at the kiosks at the beaches that aren't working right now. Are these new jobs they've hired? I mean, how did you get this gig?
Great question. So I created this program along some of our administration and along with Chicago Department of Public Health and the City of Chicago. And what we are doing is currently, to answer your question, these are current employees that we're repurposing. And the main pilot are lifeguards, actually, which are used to protecting people and making sure people are following guidelines.
So these are Park District employees already salaried or hourly, and they're now agreeing to do this. I would be a little tentative if that was my new assignment. How did you all feel heading out and doing this?
Sure. Well, I would say that we did a training. We had a video. We had a PowerPoint. We gave a lot of information. So the main focus of, you know, we had to make them feel confident through education, making sure that they know this is a positive messaging outreach campaign. It's not an enforcement. These social distance ambassadors, we've asked them, and everyone who we've asked has felt comfortable, especially the lifeguards, because they said this is what they do. They're there to create safety. So we haven't, you know, I have not come in contact with anyone who's been very apprehensive. Now, we've been doing this for 2 days, 3 days now on the lakefront, but we piloted this through Washington, Jackson, and Lincoln Park. And again, it's promoting positive messaging and then educating them on COVID so they know when people ask some of those basic information questions.
So what are you telling them to do?
Well, to make sure that they approach people in a positive way. For example, giving the positive messaging of, did you know you're supposed to be wearing a mask in a public use space of the Chicago Park District? Did you know that you're supposed to be 6 feet away? That's how we're going to keep everyone safe. And make sure that you're coming to the park, you know, washing your hands. Because the water is, other than the field house using the bathroom, the comfort stations are not open right now. So making sure, you know, we let people know next time you come, make sure you plan your trip and you wash your hands or bring your sanitizer and bring your mask. But we always approach people thinking that they do not know what's going on. So it's more of, hello, how are you? Thank you. We really want people out using the park for physical activity and keeping it moving. And that's really the campaign, is keep it moving along the Lakefront Trail and the 606. Because we want people to do physical activity, but then we say, you know, as you're out here, we got to follow the guidelines to keep everyone safe. Did you know? And that's, we've given them, the social distance ambassadors, the education of why to keep safe through, you know, information on COVID-19, through CDC guidelines and Department of Public Health. But then we give them some frequently asked, I don't want to say a script because we want them to use their talent, but we, you know, we give them some frequently asked questions to keep it positive.
And
walk away.
You said, did you know? So is that what it is? I mean, the strategy would be, rather than saying, hey, put a mask on, say, hey, did you know you're supposed to wear a mask? That's the attitude?
That is the attitude.
And if I'm out at the Park District property and I'm outside, I'm walking along the path there, I don't have to be wearing a mask then, right? I'm outside.
Well, actually, we know that masks work, and we know that anywhere in public, especially along the Lakefront Trail where most people are exercising, you're going to exert more bodily fluid, and you're going to be, you know, sweating and spitting, and breathing heavy. So we do actually encourage everyone to wear a mask. Is it a law? No, it's not a law, and we're not going to enforce them and kick them out, but we want to let people know that if someone approaches you, you might not be prepared for that. So wear your mask, and if you know someone doesn't have a mask, they may have had it around their neck or on the arm, and when we actually approached, it was actually, again, pleasantly pleasing. When we walked up in those blue shirts, they put their mask on. So hopefully that answers your question. We would like everyone to have a mask on, and the people that don't, we've actually seen it on them or really close to their face.
The crunch in Illinois and Chicago has been really hard, mentally, emotionally, financially on people. But I think we all feel this way, that if we have paid that price so far, maybe we will be the beneficiaries going forward, as opposed to places like Arizona and Texas and Alabama, where they're seeing the second wave come through. So maybe this last sort of reminder is just going to be the little salve at the very end, and it'll enable us to stay as open as we want to be and not have to shut back down. And I sure hope people like Colleen and the rest of them are not only successful, but are taken in the light in which this is intended. Colleen, I'm going to call you again in a few days, maybe sometime next week, see how it's going. But I wish you nothing but the best over there.
Thank you, and be physically active, and stay safe, wear your mask, keep 6 feet apart, use the parks. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the message.